Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. And I was just telling Jason about German funeral cards from World War II and how there's a picture of the deceased who has fallen for his country. And on the back, the theme is almost always religious. It's almost always Christian. The cross, Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus. And we don't think about that. And so one of the books that I'm also writing is a book of death cards, funeral cards from World War II, originals, and I have them. And I've been selling them one at a time to keep the farm alive. And I just sold one this morning. And this one was a particularly valuable one. It was from a young man about 23 years old who was on the Bismarck. He was a sailor on the Bismarck, and about a little over 2,000 men died in when we sunk the Bismarck. It was the Germany's largest ship. And so there's a lot to be learned from history. And one thing to be learned from history is we don't need any more wars. We absolutely don't need any more wars. So keep that in mind when you pick one of those contestants who throws his or her hat in the ring and tells you that they're going to fight for you. Rich Eben's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. We're living in crazy times, there's no doubt about it. I have about 5.5 hours of material. Just FYI, that I know we can't get to it all, but there's so much news. There's so much information that the people need to hear to wake up. It's just absolutely crazy, and it's very disturbing. But I think people are waking up exponentially. I think people realize that the independent media is going to give truth. It's going to give facts. And, you know, we're at a point in history that the people realize that government and big corporations, even though they have different roles, they have the same goals. And things like depopulation, starvation, elimination of the First and Second Amendment, elimination of the Constitution. And we, the people, cannot allow the Kool-Aid indoctrination centers to void truth, facts, rule of law, and that includes due process, justice, rights, restitution. Never mind common sense, logic, math, economics, nature skills, things of that nature. And people, we all need to have uncomfortable conversations. We have to speak the truth. We have to wake each other up at every venue that you're at. We have to have these conversations. And that's why the independent media is so popular, because you look at the ratings of the CNNs, basically all the mainstream media, they're just in the crapper, you know, except for a few exceptions on Fox News, like Tucker Carlson, Jesse Waters, and things like that. But for the most part, the mainstream media is a dead stick. And people want truth. They want information. I mean, why would anybody, Vince, go to any venue when they know they're getting smoke blown up their keister for the purpose of them being liked and telling and giving you propaganda so you can feel good? Why would anybody want to do that to themselves? I just can't imagine. It just doesn't even make sense.
Well, I was talking to a gal, and she's a grandmother, and she has a son, a grown-up son, middle-aged guy, and he supports the other team. I can't believe it. I mean, even today with the shortages, the infant formula shortage, the gasoline price gouging, I shouldn't say gouging. I should say gasoline price prices in the stratosphere, but they're going to keep going higher because the current regime has decided that we need to push for renewable fuel refining rather than petro fuel refining. So they caused the infant shortage, infant formula shortage. They caused the fuel price increases to the point where farmers can't afford the fuel to farm. They've caused the climate swings, these massive changes by spraying. They've polluted the ocean with dumping all kinds of toxic waste in the ocean. We've polluted outer space with these massive space launches. They've destroyed everything. I'm talking about government. They've destroyed everything. And so I was talking with this gal, and she has a son who votes for the regime who's destroying everything. And I said, don't you guys vote in a bloc? When my parents were alive, we would sit down at the kitchen table, and we would talk about, you know, when we actually thought our vote counted. We would sit down at the table, and we'd look at who's running for governor, what their plan is, what their policy is, what their platform is, and the local elections, the state elections, the federal elections, and we would vote as a bloc so as to not cancel each other's vote out. But who does that anymore? I'm not so sure anybody does that anymore.
Things are changing. The Texas GOP just said that the election of Joe Biden is illegitimate. Texas. Now, we've talked about the 2000 Mule documentary till I'm blue in the face and out of breath. The 2000 Mule people, like Kathy Engelbrecht and Dinesh D'Souza and Greg Phillips, you got to remember, they secured 4 million minutes of video surveillance that successfully was cross-referenced with cell phone geo-tracking. I mean, they got people wearing surgical gloves on film. They got people crossing state lines. Look, it's proven that the election was fraud. In other words, the real true president is Donald J. Trump. So things are changing. People are waking up to all this obvious consolidation of power, money, and control. People realize that the powers that be, you know, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the Morgans, you know, Bezos, you know, basically all the white males, Kissinger, all the super wealthy white males, basically, they want everything centralized. That includes commerce. That includes police. That includes military and the armies. That includes ports, jobs, food. I mean, do you think all this cattle dying and almost 50 processing plants going on fires and accident? No. They want life to be centralized, especially power and energy. They want total control of everything, including thoughts, including what you say. They don't want truth. They don't want facts. They don't want evidence. They want propaganda to be doctored up, and people are seeing this. And you've heard me say this a million times. People, I don't care how conservative somebody says they are. If they're syndicated on a big show, they've probably already given concessions to the powers that be. There's three discussions that should be a litmus test for truth radio in this country and the world. If they don't discuss and inform the people and stick up for the little guy on things like climate change, you just touched on it, Vince, okay? Climate change is done by three major activities over time. Two that's been done for thousands or millions of years or whatever you believe, and that's solar activity and polar shifts. That's been proven. It's been proven because We've given the articles. We've given the science, not the political science. And what Vince just touched on was geoengineering. Okay? Geoengineering, which is technology that's man-made in order to change the climate. And this is what they're selling, this hoax, this fraud to the people in order to control you. The second litmus test is election fraud. If you don't have any of these conservative people talking about election fraud, they're a fake conservative. They're a rhino. They've been bought and paid for or blackmailed to give concessions, to give half-truths. And the last, of course, is the bioweapon. How come these people didn't talk about, never mentioned early treatment like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, zinc, exercise, losing weight? How come this stuff hasn't been discussed in detail? And how come it's all been censored and deleted? How come hundreds of people in Congress were caught taking ivermectin? How about all the people who had the ability to not take or getting jab exemptions is the words I should be using. Look, those three things are the litmus test. If whoever you're listening to doesn't discuss the climate change hoax / fraud, election fraud, and the bioweapon, they're probably fake news. You have to do your own vetting. You have to do your own reading and research. I always tell people, never listen to the fake buzzwords. Never listen to even what we say. Verify what we say. Because these people, the journalists, the lawyers, the judges, and not all of them, probably 95% though, the politicians, they have literally betrayed the trust of the people. They have dishonored and corrupted their own professions. And it's up to us to wake the people up. Look, we're going to be inundated. We've been rewarding mediocrity for so long. And we are going to be inundated with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. We have to wake up to all this propaganda with 500 genders. Look, what they want to do with AI is give human rights to all these genders, all this AI. We better wake up. This patented nanotechnology with graphene oxide is programmable and genetically modified. Karen Kingston said this. I'm paraphrasing her. In the Moderna patent paperwork, this is all, it's filed on record. It's published. We need, and I'm going to talk in great detail with a lot of healthcare articles that I have. That's why I give published articles in the public domain for credibility purposes. And I watch a lot of videos, and I consolidate a few minutes of bullet points from an hour interview so you can go and verify it, but also have information if you don't have the time to do so. So, Vince, whenever you're ready, I'm going to start rattling off as much information as possible. And
It sounds great. The only thought I have is when you get to the point about the cattle, which you've already touched on, dying in Kansas, I have a comment. Whenever you're ready for that point, I have an exclamation point as a cattleman. Rich Stevens with us, and we're going into a commercial break. We will be right back. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Yeah, let's start with what you want first, and I want to go into all my diverse examples of before I go into healthcare and general news. But let's talk about the cattle death just to get this behind us. There's an article I have here, folks. It's titled NASA Warns of Deadly Magnetosphere Rifts, and that's in quotes, that allows intense solar radiation to wipe out large numbers of cattle. Now, we all know that they want to have depopulation. Every baby in the forest knows this. We know that there's nanotechnology in the food because we've given a lot of these different examples. And maybe it's in animal food as well. How about FDA-approved hormones, steroids, and antibiotics? Is there some type of nanotechnology in that? That's a question mark. I don't know. Is this contaminated? Look, what they want to do is make it so bad by this winter that people are going to be so desperate for food that, and I hope this doesn't happen, but there's a very strong possibility that the people, when they go rural to look for food, they're going to be shooting cattle from the road because they're desperate for food. Now, Vince, I hope this doesn't happen. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not predicting anything, but with all the food processing plants, with all the fertilizer issues, all the things that we've talked about, never mind Gates, Bezos, China buying up all of our farmland, it's very obvious that it's kind of analogous to the medieval times where the armies would surround a castle and starve them without even flinging an arrow or a spear. And this is kind of the modern-day warfare that we're going to be seeing, in my opinion.
last couple of weeks, we've been feverishly working on hay here at the farm. Cutting, raking, baling hay, making sure the equipment was ready. So we finished with the last roll last night, and I kind of stumbled into the house from heat exhaustion and pretty darn near sunstroke. And what I learned was that we baled the same fields for years and years with the same exact equipment, the same tractors, the same everything. Nothing has changed. Except we got one half of the yield for hay that we got last year. And we got about the same the year before. So we've had a consistent record. Now all of a sudden, bang, this year, one half of the yield. So what caused that? And I've been telling the class, I've been giving evidence, fact-based evidence about our garden having a really tough time, not wanting to grow. I've been talking about the sun being so hot, it's causing the plants to wilt. We've been talking about that. It's absolute fact. So we water the garden in the morning. We water the garden in the evening, just trying to keep it alive. That being the case, going round and round and round in circles with the tractor, the cutting, our son cuts with his tractor. 165 degree Fahrenheit air coming from under the hood right into his face. It's an open cab tractor. Mrs. Finelli, it's about 100 horsepower. Mrs. Finelli uses a 40 horsepower tractor, and she's out in the hot sun. And both these tractors have bonnets, and we're all burned from the sun. And when they're done cutting and raking, then I go in right after them, and I bale. We got one half of the yield that we normally get. One half. Now, why is that? Because the sun cooked the grass. Now, we cut the grass the day before yesterday in one of these fields, a highly productive field. Cut it the day before yesterday. We raked and baled it one day later, which is a record. Normally, we let the grass sit in the sun for 2 or 3 days to dry out. Not anymore. It dries in one day. And when we baled the hay and got the hay off the field or into rolls, the grass underneath it was brown just from cutting the grass the day before and not having the grass cover the live grass plants. So when you cut the grass lies on top of the grass plants. And it turned brown. It's like tan brown. So what I'm saying is, if this is the case, farmers are going to have less feed, and it's not just us. I took a drive and I looked around for 40 miles. All the farmers are experiencing the same thing, half the yield. I'm pretty good at estimating, and I know for a fact that's half the yield. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban released 5 British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The fate of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Colombia National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion. As Americans watch in dismay the American dream getting pushed aside by the current administration, President Trump on Newsmax overnight says America has never been this low.
Inflation and the economy and everything. I mean, no matter what you look at, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Russia going into Ukraine would have never, ever happened, Eric. I think you know that. And so many other things. It looks like China's starting up. The Iran deal now is we would have had a deal done within a week after the election, and now it's going to be, if there's a deal, which I doubt, it's going to be a horrible deal. So they're on their way to being a nuclear power, which you cannot let happen. You cannot let that happen. So it's a very sad time for our country. We're no longer respected as a country, and I don't think we've ever been this low.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, to flesh this out very quickly, class. So it's extremely hot. We all know that. And we had one half the hay yield we would normally have. That also means that the cows, and the hay yield would be for to keep the cows over the winter. So we're going to have to get rid of half of our cows. No question about it. Now, that also means that we have one half of the pasture. That's what they eat, you know, during the warm weather. The green grass, that means we have half of that. And we're not the only ones. It's all around. All around where the grass is being burned up. So half the cows, half the animals are going to have to be sold, not just by us, but probably by most farmers. That means that the cows are going to be sold into a market at fire sale prices. The farmers are going to take a beating, an absolute financial beating. I expect that corn yields are going to be the same thing for those who have planted corn because the fields were wet. We had torrential rains, and all of a sudden the rain stopped, and now we have blistering sun. So I had too much water and too much moisture to plant. So we planted late. I'm talking about farmers in general. And now, too much sun and not enough moisture for the crops to grow. Now, let me add this to another. I got an email, and this email came in from Bert, and he listens to Coast to Coast. And here's what it said. This is a quote from their website, I believe. Scott Stevens commented on the thousands of cattle in feedlots in southwestern Kansas that have reportedly died of heat stress due to soaring temperatures there. Weather is probably not the cause we're looking for, Stevens suggested, noting that cows are incredibly resilient animals, that cattle would have experienced similar temperatures before, and there were hotter places such as Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, where no widespread cattle deaths were reported, he continued. These deaths across such a small geographical area should send up red flags, Stevens noted. I dare you to find a cattleman to say that this was weather, unquote, he said. Here's my response back to Bert. And I'm reading this for a purpose. So the last sentence was, I dare you to find a cattleman to say this was weather. Right? That was according to Scott Stevens. My response is, okay, I am one. Just who is this Scott Stevens guy? Cattle are packed in like sardines in a feedlot, very tight quarters, in blistering hot sun, sometimes with chlorinated water and moldy hay, and all of them are frightened to death. They don't want to eat or drink under those conditions. See, that's the trouble with, and I use the word, I won't use the word, it's not profanity, that's with ill-informed, I'll say, people portraying experts. But I do agree that the disciples of Joe have manipulated the weather that caused the searing temperatures that killed hundreds of thousands of cattle. Imagine being a black cow penned in the sun with no room to move. Signed, Vincent, a cattleman with 33 years experience. What I'm saying is I am a believer in conspiracy fact. But this is not... Some people are thinking that this is nefarious in terms of injecting cows and killing them in mass with biologicals. I'm saying that it's so hot and the conditions, the inhumane conditions that cattle are treated in places like Kansas feedlots, that combined with the hot sun, the no wind, the no shade, the absence of good drinkable water and good quality hay killed the cows. That's what I'm saying. Our cows have a place to go in the woods. You know, the U.S. government, the USDA, will pay farmers, along with the soil and water conservation districts in every county of every state in the United States, they will pay farmers to do certain things. And one of them they'll pay farmers to do is to fence the cattle out of the woods, out of the ponds, out of the streams, and keep them in the hot sun, the cold wind, the blistering temperatures of the summer, and the freezing temperatures of the winter, and the snow and the hail, and keep them out there where they have no protection. That's what your government pays farmers to do. We don't accept their money. They'll pay us 75% if we'll drill wells and keep the cows in the sun, and keep the cows out of our own woods. That's stupidity beyond belief. How would you like it? How would you like it to be penned in to an area in the hot sun and you can't get out? Or in the blistering snow? Or ice storms or hail storms? How would you like that? That's what your government does. And people like this Scott guy are saying it's not the weather? It is the weather. It's killing us. And it's been manipulated for so long that we can't make it stable anymore. It's out of control like everything else. And so I just coined this phrase during the commercial break. How low can Joe go? Rich, back to you.
All right. Thanks, Vince. Listen, folks, I'm really behind. I have a lot of important information that the little guy needs to hear about. So I'm going to rattle off as much information as I can, and I'm going to start shortcutting I'm going to go into a little detail in the beginning, and then I'm going to start shortcutting, because we have to see, we have to know what the corruption is. We have to see what they're doing to us, and we have to speak up and do something about it. So here we go. I'm just going to go in and start, and I'm going to shortcut. Real Clear Investigations, Paul Sperry, received a declassified memo. It's from, it was apparently instigated or initially written by FBI disgraced fired lawyer Lisa Page. And anyway, these documents show that Comey, and I'm going to quote here, deceived the House, the Senate, and the Justice Department about the substance and strength of evidence against Donald Trump. And basically, Sperry reported that the Page's memo was riddled with half-truths, outright falsehoods, and critical omissions, and that Comey misrepresented both the Senate and the House to open investigations on their own. This is a rogue, incapacitated, corrupt government. Okay, I'm going to go into different categories here in the beginning. Russia forces seize center of last holdout city in Luhansk province. I keep hearing by the hundreds of mainstream media people saying how Russia is losing. Russia's not losing. You cannot listen to anything on the mainstream media. When I say it's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting, I mean it, because we've given thousands of examples. Next, Russia's oil reserves are soaring. So is the ruble. So is their lifestyle. Everything. Next, Jim Jordan, he talked about how the name of this article, actually it's an interview, he says, F you if you don't like it, swimsuit models shouldn't be fat. Of course everybody agrees, because like he says, they're exploiting these people. It's just like delegitimizing work. When you feel entitled to play the victim group status card, you eliminate value. And when you eliminate value, those are the same people who want to be the quitter. Whether it be oath, vow, word of honor, work ethic, it doesn't matter. When you literally degrade and disrespect people, when they think they're empowering their group or their nation, they've been brainwashed. You don't degrade and insult work ethic, ability, and intelligence and demand to lower the bars of expectations for a job and make anybody better. You're doing the opposite. That's how you destroy a nation. That's how history has destroyed nations. It's the same thing like destroying protection, rights, and restitution under the rule of law. It's when you enable the bigs and you protect the most corrupt with liability immunity, you literally have the little people are giving free lunch to the big people. That's what happens. There's no more value. These are all part of the psyops. The design mind control, and they want behavior modification, and they're controlling your reactions. Okay, I'm going to move on. Next, Global Research, Brian Shilhavy, pardon my pronunciation, basically he's talking about the vaccine event reporting system, VAERS, and we've talked a lot about that over the past 2 years. And he found a shocking increase in brain damage, 2,000% more increase in brain injuries being reported after the COVID-19 shots. Yes, I realize we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time. My job is to wake up the public worldwide. And there's a gentleman by the name of Albert Benavides, and this was on Red Voice Media, the Stu Peters show. Apparently, he has a lot of medical billing operations, and this is how you do it, folks. You follow the money. And he's worked in the largest hospitals, and he talks about VAERS and the VAERS database that he's been closely tracking. Of course, I'm paraphrasing and shortening everything up here. And he says over the past 2 months, this is very disturbing. He says there's been a dramatic amount of information deleted from the database of VAERS. More than 12,500 records have vanished. Vanished. That's like out of thin air, okay? In the past 9 weeks, including 2,000 hospitalizations, 1,000 permanent disabilities, and 550 deaths. Now, what's even more disturbing is that we've given information from a Harvard study that VAERS data reports less than 1% of true data. So add that onto that. Look, you can't believe anything, any government, big corporation number. You just can't. Okay, moving on here. Great post from Liz Harrington, a true American patriot. She's talking about the Centers of Disease Control. Apparently, I'm going to paraphrase again to shortcut, large-scale study of COVID transmission in schools. And basically, they were looking at unvaccinated teachers improving ventilation and having more fresh air, and that's associated with a lower incidence of virus in schools. Okay, that's common sense and logic. But there's findings regarding something that wasn't published, and that is basically, remember, social distancing, hybrid models, classroom barriers, HEPA filters, and most notably requiring student masking were each found to not have a statistically significant benefit. In other words, these measures could not be effective. Be very careful about the term safe and effective. They throw that out there like a buzzword. So what this study showed is the CDC buried its own findings on a large-scale study paid for by you, the taxpayers, that found masks on kids had no benefit. And then, they're still recommending masks on kids for like 2 years old. It has nothing to do with science. Masks have three major purposes, and there's more. To make protocols for submissive conformity, to sell more fear porn, it's a flag to make people more fearful, and to give anonymity to criminals like Antifa and rogue law enforcement to arrest patriots. That's what it's for. We'll be right back, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Looks clear to me, class, they're killing our children by building schools with fewer, smaller, and non-opening windows. They're turning our schools and classrooms into saunas. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. In fact, when I get done with my diversity package here, before I go into healthcare, I'll mention some articles on public government schools, and I still to this day don't understand why parents are leaving their children in these institutions, these social and political indoctrination centers. Okay, more information. FDA advisors unanimously recommend Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for ages 6 to 17, despite data showing high risks of heart inflammation. I'm sick of these articles. I've been saying this for 2 years. I'm tired of them. Next, film inside U.S. Capitol on January 6th broke a window. Organized Antifa rally near Capitol that day, spent only one day in jail, and that was John Earl Sullivan. Next, basically, the powers that be regarding pedophilia don't like the name pedophilia, so they're going to be using terms like age play and the acronym MAPS, Minor Attracted Persons. I can go into great detail, but for those of you who haven't had breakfast yet, I'm not going to, and I have so much information. Dominion is busted. Georgia hand count changes election results. Folks, there's admitted vulnerabilities in the Dominion machines. Even the mainstream media is now saying this. This is why the Georgia GOP says the election of Joe Biden is illegitimate. The 2000 Mules video documentary proves it. Anyway, this Georgia hand count, it's a 7-minute video, and basically it shows how the Georgia elections should be null and void. In other words, Georgia, especially Fulton County, is really a banana republic. And this is on frankspeech.com. Okay, moving on. I want to give more kudos. I've talked about these ladies before, Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson, toredpills.org out of Utah, toredpills.org. They have uncovered so much election fraud in Utah. And what they did was they requested open records on election records. And the state lieutenant governor tipped off reporters, blocked them from access, and called the feds on them. You can't make up this type of stuff. This is tattletale. Unbelievable. Again, I wish I had more time. Next. After New Mexico County Commissioner Coy Griffin votes to decertify recent illegitimate election results, he is, just out of coincidence, sentenced to 14 days for peacefully protesting the stolen 2020 election on January 6th. Unbelievable. Our government is corrupt to the bone. We may be the most corrupt country in the world right now, folks. I am not kidding you. Next, pandemic was one giant vacation for federal workers. And basically, the author says that you can fire 50% of the federal workers and you wouldn't miss a beat. And this person's absolutely right. There was an estimated 25% of Department of Health and Human Services employees. By the way, they got immunity from the jab, by the way. Neglected to log on to their agency software suite, which includes their email, work files, video conference calls, and other applications needed to perform remote work according to their internal documents. And none of them were fired, folks. The report commissioned by then HHS Chief of Staff Brian Harrison measured employees' inactivity on a day-to-day basis between March 2020 and December 2020, the documents and portions of which were leaked by a whistleblower to the Functional Government Initiative and reviewed by the Free Beacon state that all HHS employees had secure access to their accounts to work remotely. And now Biden is basically creating a new document, new laws, so these people can continue to work out of the home, and I use the term work very loosely. That shows how corrupt everything is. Basically, our federal government employees, most government employees, are now welfare recipients. That's what this article says. Next, this is very disturbing. Four out of every five new deaths being blamed for the Wuhan coronavirus in Canada, I feel so sorry for my brothers and sisters in Canada, are occurring in people who took the vaccine injections as demanded by Justin Trudeau regime. 80% of the people, I want you to think about, of the deaths of people who took the vaccine. These people should be arrested and tried. Next, female swimmer at University of Pennsylvania claims trans teammate Leah Thomas is mentally ill. Well, that's perfect. Now she can run for a Democrat office. Next, nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies nationwide, including big blue areas like New York and L.A., have not reported 2021 crime data to the FBI. Don't believe anything anymore, folks. It's all rigged. All the information. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and Leah Thomas is a he. He's a male posing as a female.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.